Heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It is the last episode of Podzilla 1985 After Dark for a month, because next week we start Are You Afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark, unless Tanner shows up, in which case Are You Afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark will become Terrifying Tanner Thursday. Now, in the event that Tanner can only come for half the show and has to leave, Terrifying Tanner Thursday will then transition into Are You Afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark.
Why?
I feel like you need to combine.
Yeah, I want to workshop the October name a little bit more, because Are You Afraid of PZ85 After Dark, even like that abbreviation, is still a mouthful.
It is.
And boy, I miss like the Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
Terrifying Tanner Thursday was my favorite name.
Because I loved that alliteration.
And plus it made me feel
I did.
It made me feel good, because Tanner always says, well, I'm not important. I'm going like, we named a show after you. There is no other show on the network that, okay, there's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. But so, that's different. My name is Shannon Young. I am Mr. 100, by the way. Good to meet you. With me tonight, as always, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
The host of Nerd Up and The Hype Train, former host of Nerds for Hire and Penta Nerd, and co-owner of Podzilla 1985.
We don't need those former things.
Now, in the event that Jesse cannot be here, the co-ownership of Podzilla 1985 will go to this next guest, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Former head writer of Blogzilla 1985.
In which you ran into the dirt.
Are you blaming me for that?
No.
Okay. I left that to you, and whenever I leave Lindsay to her own devices.
But you know I can't spell.
That's why audio.
Why would you leave a blog to the one who stinks at spelling?
That's why audio podcasts work so much better.
I thought everything had spell check at this point.
It does, but I still somehow screw it up.
Well, I guess that's fair.
All right, if Squeaky over there is tired of talking, if she's done flapping her little mouse gums.
I'm sorry, I'm still getting better. I have the con plague.
We have
the con plague.
Also with us tonight, special guest, and picked the wrong week to come back, Tanner Calvert.
I just want to add, I called earlier and said, hey, what day is it? And he just kept dancing around it. I said, I'm going to be on the show, man. He goes, oh, okay, well, we're going to talk.
Because it is another episode of Terrifying Trump Thursday.
I don't like that.
That's the reality.
I don't like that one bit.
We're going to – so some stuff happened this week with Donald Trump. You may have heard about it. We'll get to that in a second, but I actually don't want to lead off with that, because we want to get as many people to listen for a few minutes as possible.
Got to get that listen.
Before they transition out of here, once we start opening up the impeachment can.
What do you think about just PZ85 in the dark?
That sounds sexual.
That could just be wrong.
How about PZ85 in the butt?
No.
No, that actually is explicitly sexual.
How about an American podcast? No, I don't know.
How about just Podzilla presents Are You Afraid of After Dark?
That's still a fucking mouthful. You know what would have been a great name for the show? Podzilla After Dark. That would have made a great horror one.
It would have.
It's a shame we use it for the filth instead. So we're excited about next week, because this is our last normal show. Next week we start our Halloween rotation, which is always a lot of fun and also awful, because there's more than once every October that we go, the fuck are we going to talk about tonight? We're up. How many movies are we at, Jesse? 93?
Yeah, I feel like, so the next time we do the movie list, even if it's tonight.
Next week.
Next week. When we do that movie list, I vote that instead of doing 31 new movies, we do the best of the best. Yeah, we do a definitive list.
You know what I noticed looking through them?
Huh.
We never had an American Werewolf in London on there.
That it was always,
in 3 years.
Well, you use it as an honorable mention the second year.
What? Yeah. Okay, well then.
Because you cussed us out for because you weren't on the first episode. The first year
I was
gonna we did
say, it. I thought I put it on the first episode because I remember explicitly saying on the first episode when we did it, Shannon, Tanner was about to say that before I rudely cut him off, that Shannon was not able to be on that one, and I remember explicitly saying, all right, well, I've got to say this one for Shannon's sake, otherwise he's going to be pissed. And then I said American Werewolf in London. And
Well, then it never got written down on the physical list that got saved.
I think you ended up saying, and I know Shannon's going to get pissed off because we didn't add this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it as an honorable mention.
That may have been it.
Okay, well, then that's out the window. We have to have all new movies.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We can't keep doing.
I can. I don't know about you. I watch a lot of horror films.
You can.
Can I use anime?
Yeah,
I can start rattling off horror movies, but ones that I would recommend people to watch, that cuts down the list significantly.
Okay, so what? How about we make it horror movies and television shows?
That's what we did last year. Because last year has like didn't four we, different. Didn't we separate? I think more than half of Lindsay's last year were TV specials.
That's because I'm a pansy.
No! Not specials, because that's considered a movie.
Oh, just straight TV series?
Like the new American Horror Story.
Why the fuck would any of those ever get on that fucking list?
This new one has been good.
Man, you're one episode in.
They all start out pretty good.
Right. Yeah. Roanoke was pretty good the first two episodes.
Well, I'm going to give this one benefit of the doubt because...
You make the same mistake every year.
Do you want to know the honest truth?
Yes.
Never watched a single episode till now.
Of American Horror Story?
Nope.
I find that hard to believe, but
some of the seasons are actually like, especially the early seasons. I really liked the first and second season.
They want to do Coven again
minus
after the
Ghost
season,
Baby.
Yeah, I liked Murder House except for a couple choice things.
I was fine with that.
Ghost blowjobs, that happened. Ghost babies. Ghosts got her pregnant.
Is this scary? A scary movie? Sequel we're talking about, not a
it was
TV show.
I really there were so many parts of that first season I hated, but I liked it as a whole. Did
you talk about ghostly blowjobs? Don't forget, you could also be talking about
Ghostbusters,
the first Ghostbusters movie.
yeah.
So anyway,
hypocrite.
I point it out every time he does. He just doesn't care.
I dare anyone who wants to continue to live. To compare American Horror Story to Ghostbusters.
The first season of American Horror Story was really good. The second season was also really good.
Haven't watched it or Covenant.
Asylum is fantastic.
I do want to see Asylum.
Coven was unfortunate. Like, I enjoyed watching it, but Asa said it first, and I absolutely agree with him. They somehow made a season of a television show about a war between witches, witch hunters, and voodoo practitioners. Yeah, boring.
Well, that's like when I thought a college class titled Rituals, Myth, and Magic would be really cool until you learn out they're all from non-literate societies.
Mm.
I thought a movie called Naked Lunch would have more nudity in it.
Mm.
So what about the band Bare Naked Ladies?
I've always been disappointed in them, except for their one Sailor Moon reference. And that one song, It's All Been Done. Hoo-hoo-hoo. That is them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I like Bare Naked Ladies.
You like that, like, three songs?
I can think of at least five.
It's All Been Done. 1 week. That's all I can
remember. I'm trying to remember other titles.
Alcohol.
Nope.
Alcohol is a good one. That one I remember.
We got a really off topic.
Yeah, we have.
All right, so here's what we can do. You guys can do a best of, and I'll take the challenge of, since I'm the horror aficionado, assuming Tanner can't be here, I will present
DVD.
A new list. And you guys do a best of, and we'll put them all together. You rely on me, the horror guy, to give everyone like however many new films to watch this year, and you guys pick out your favorites from your list, and we'll do just a best of plus. Because there's some new titles that I really want to put on there, and I feel
you
like
you can still put the new titles.
But I feel
there.
Like doing a best of eliminates ones we haven't announced yet. Like it's one or the other. You're getting really murky when you put both in.
Because I mean, like
I also know it's not that big of a fucking deal.
Because outside of like Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark came out. Scary Stories. And It Chapter 2. I think Scary Stories finally left theaters. It Chapter 2 is still in theaters.
Which still counts. We did It Chapter 1.
We did. Well, no, we didn't. Remember, it got pushed.
Yeah, we said we weren't going to do it
because it was still in theaters when we had the gave the list.
I remember there being something weird about it. Yeah,
because it made it on the next year's list.
But I know a couple things that I've seen in this year that I really liked that I would like to put on the list. But I don't want to say them now because I want to save it for next week.
Why not?
Well, because the official list.
I mean,
like just off the top of my head, just like
yeah, just give me one.
The Terror.
Yes.
The Terror,
because I put that on my list.
Yeah, AMC series about the passage to what was it, the North Passage or some shit.
Oh, based on a true story. We talked about this before.
We could actually go through instead of doing the 31 movies to watch in Halloween. Like we could just we'll repost. I might even just make a new like updated mega list.
Okay.
Of our past episodes of things to watch. Then instead of doing that for next week's episode, why don't we do a, these are the movies that have come out since then and what's worth watching and what's not.
That's like going to be idea. A short list.
No, because there's some good stuff on there. Hereditary was really good.
Pet Sematary's come out in the last year. Mm-hmm. It Chapter 2 and Scary Stories came out in the last year.
Child's Play remake.
Yeah, Child's Play remake came out. Us came out.
A Silent Place.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place, yeah. What's the
I
other?
I thought a Quiet Place.
Quiet Place was on last year's list.
Yeah, that one, because that's been
was
out
it
for
really?
A while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Quiet Place came out in like early 2018.
What about. Oh, crap.
Us. That's the one I mentioned.
Yeah. Well, the one before it.
Get Out.
Get Out, yeah.
Get Out was on last year's list, too. Okay. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Either way, because I know there has been a lot of horror movies that have come out since last Halloween.
Yes. Not all of them good. Most of them bad.
Most of them awful. So, yeah, it would be cool to go through that, like, you know, I can re-update.
That's a lot of research, too, though, of just looking at all the things that have come out and talking about them, you know? We'll figure it out.
You've seen most of them.
I have seen most of them, but there's a lot that anytime we do, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be a lot of fun.
How many of them have I fallen asleep during?
Next week, we'll do a list of some kind of stuff you need to watch for October, of course, as we do every year, because we want to provide you guys with quality stuff to watch, or if you're Dalton, something that won't, like something that's really made for babies.
Halloween Town.
Something that babies could watch and not get afraid of, you know, for the pansies out there. It's pansies is an offensive word.
No, I said I'm one.
For the pussies.
Now that one, definitely.
I'd say cunts. Apparently that's more offensive.
A little bit.
Yeah, a lot
Are
of people really
that
hate
word?
That word.
That's the C word.
I save that word for when I'm real angry.
I've never understood why that word is so offensive. I really don't, but I'm not a woman, so it's out of my league.
I don't. It's one of those things. I don't know why that word is worse than.
I just never liked that word.
I mean, that's fair.
It's a stupid word, but so is pussy.
It is.
See, I don't know why one is worse than the other.
In fact, most terms for.
Because one can also be considered a cat.
I've never called my cat a cunt.
he gave you the
I've
old
called
Shannon
Allie's cat a cunt. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, first off, motherfucker of the week.
Yeah,
I got it.
What you got?
It's a tie, but it's for the same thing. But I wanted to put them both in there.
Sure.
It's Sony and it's Activision.
Fucking shit. Infinity yeah. Ward. No, yeah. That's fair.
For
yeah.
Modern Warfare.
It was absolutely not Infinity Ward's call. I don't put any of the blame on them.
That's why we said Sony and Activision. Yeah. But it's Infinity War's turn, right?
Yeah. Modern Warfare is Infinity War. Modern Warfare is Infinity Ward's game.
Yeah.
But I do not blame them for this fiasco.
No, it's Sony. Yeah. It's Sony and Activision. That's why they're on there. That's why we left Infinity Ward off. But to be fair to Tanner, it is their game.
Yes.
Whatever. So what they did, Lindsay, is there's this thing called system exclusives, where certain systems will get priority over others, and usually for a limited time.
Yep.
So
mainly used on DLC,
right?
Different objects.
Because for the first several Call of Duties, the DLC came out on Xbox first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then Sony got that same deal, so they got all the DLC like a month to 2 months before.
Destiny was the same way. Destiny got priority on PlayStation versus Xbox One.
Yep. With Destiny, it's not that they got stuff sooner. They outright got stuff that like the other ones didn't get. But it was just guns.
Red Dead, they
got missions too.
I think Red Dead was the same way. So Red Dead Online or Red Dead 2,
and that was also Activision. Yeah, Activision did the same shit where they just gave I was thinking of Destiny. It's like, no, that was just guns. And then I remembered, no, it wasn't. There was
dungeons
strikes
or raids
and,
or whatever. Yeah,
well, there weren't any raids, but yeah, there were strikes and like PvP maps. Yeah. That didn't go available on Xbox for a year after release.
Right.
Boy, why weren't we that upset? Because we had it on PlayStation.
Yep.
Never mind, move past it.
Yep. Whenever it doesn't directly affect you, you care a lot less. But here's what they did with Modern Warfare. They have literally locked an entire mode behind a year wait for Xbox. PlayStation gets this mode, a full game mode, a year before Xbox does,
yep.
Which in the case of Call of Duty is bad because in a year, the next Call of Duty will be out.
Yeah. Call of Duty really does, especially for like our friends group, Call of Duty has 5 months worth of life.
It does. We play the shit out of it at first, and then kind of get sick of it, and then we move on, and occasionally we'll go back and go, it's still fun.
And for the last several Call of Duties, it's been like, we've stopped playing because they're like, all right, so this is how bullshit our loot boxes are going to be. Because
guys, we got a battle pass this year.
Oh my god! Yeah, no. Everything about it, like I was actually really excited about Modern Warfare.
Same. It looks great. Like,
the story looks amazing.
The more announcements that we get about Modern Warfare, the more upset I am about it.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's not happening.
It's up in the air.
I'm not getting the game anymore.
It's up in the air for me. Like I am really irritated by this. This really kind of puts me over the edge. I'm hoping that they'll change their mind. Like the backlash will be so much that they'll some kind of compromise. Because a 1 year lock window is just
kind of crazy.
It's ridiculous, and I can't believe that they would do that. And the backlash is huge. People are pissed, and they should be. That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what this game will end up being for me. It'll be one of those times where I go into Walmart on the 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Black Friday, and I see it on sale in the middle of the aisle for like $20, and I'll pick it up then.
This for me will probably end up being someone brings it in a week, and they're pissed about something, and they trade it in, and I borrow it. And play it and go, that was fun.
That's fair.
Yeah, like that's how I would prefer to play it too. Yeah. Like a used trade in. But otherwise, like if I buy it, it'll be like Tanner does. Like it's like a Black Friday deal that's they've got it for $20. You know what? Okay.
They're gonna have to do something if they want me to buy this day one, they're gonna have to do something spectacular to change my mind.
Which to be fair, if I get it, I'm playing it on PlayStation.
I was gonna get it on Xbox because the One X.
The last several we've got it on Xbox.
Yeah, the One X is superior to the PlayStation in most ways. Mm-hmm. Or PC, I would have considered getting it for PC because I have a beefy PC. I have a 4K monitor. I play Black Ops 4 on PC, 60 frames per second because that's what the monitor's locked at. 4K and it looks amazing, plays amazing. So I would have done that, but I won't get it on PlayStation now, almost just out of spite. Yeah. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I might get it. Like, if I get it, it'll probably be on Xbox, though I did just get a new video card for my PC. So, I don't know. But,
either way, you're not getting it, so it doesn't matter now.
Right. I might grab, I might just buy Black Ops 4 on PC. Or just go back to playing that on Xbox when I need to get my Call of Duty fix, like my annual Call of Duty fix.
Black Ops 4 is still fun.
Black Ops 4 is so much fun.
I am sick of the characters, though. Like, I miss the old school Call of Duty where you had your basic whatever and you could just edit and put different gear on them. Black Ops. I just want Black Ops 1. I just want Black Ops 1 remastered. That's it.
And I was really hoping that we were going to get that with one of these games.
Hey, too.
Because after we got Call of Duty 4 remastered,
right.
I was really hoping that... And the last thing I heard, we were getting a Modern Warfare 2 remaster, but it was just going to be the campaign.
I'm doing the masturbation motion.
I had a lot of fun with Modern Warfare 2. Like, we played that a lot.
No, it was good. I mean, we played, there for a while, we played all the Call of Duties.
I was about to say, now that I'm thinking about it, there has not been a Call of Duty release that I have not played a lot in the first few months of release.
Once
Ghost.
I started...
I played a lot of Ghost.
I played the shit out of it. Ever since...
Black Friday pickups.
Well, Ghost was... Like, whenever Ghost came out, nobody got it.
Yeah.
Like, none of my friends. You didn't get it for months.
I got it.
You eventually got it on an Xbox One.
I got... I got the copy that had both the 360 and Xbox One version on. No, I did get it. Don't you remember what happened?
No.
I bought it, like, almost day one. And I took it to Jackson. and would play it there. And then that dude stole it.
Oh, that's right.
He walked behind the counter and literally took it, and I was so pissed off I didn't buy it back because I already spent my money on it. I'm not going to buy it again. And it wasn't until a year later when Lindsay and I were at like Target and I saw the combo 360 Xbox One pack for like $20 that I bought it again. Yeah.
Because I remember I got it for like $10 around the same time and I played it with you for a very little while.
I liked Ghost. I liked Ghost a lot.
I liked the campaign. I didn't like the multiplayer.
See, I loved the multiplayer because Ghost was the one where you could like set up bots and do like bot match stuff. And there was this big emphasis on like AI, and I thought it was very, very cool. I started with, I believe it was Black Ops came after Modern Warfare 2, then Black Ops, then Modern Warfare 3, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm pretty sure I started on Black Ops. I might have played a little Modern Warfare 2. I think I did, but Black Ops is when I got into it, and I bought every year since then.
Because I thought that you played a lot of Modern Warfare 2 with us.
I feel like I did, but I don't remember. Yeah, I remember Black Ops because we played the shit out of Black Ops.
Black Ops was amazing. Like, that was the pinnacle.
That was my favorite Call of Duty and still is to this day.
That Black Ops was really good, especially we played so much core mode.
Yeah.
Like that mode was so good.
Pure.
Pure mode. Sorry, pure, not core.
Still.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not like using skill? You like using kill streaks and bullshit techniques?
I'm sorry. I like making sure if I hit somebody twice with a bullet to the head, they die.
I mean, you could do pure hardcore.
You could.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Was there?
We just didn't do it because we didn't like getting shot once and dying.
Or getting shot by our teammates.
Or shooting your teammates constantly.
Yeah.
Except
in the case
really
of, again, Dalton Anthony, when we would play hardcore and I would shoot him immediately just for fun.
Every once in a while. One time Shannon actually got booted because he did it too many times in a row. It was pretty funny.
But to be fair, fuck that guy.
Oh, that's poor Dalton. That's not fair.
He knows I love him. I hope so after all this time.
Right.
Because we have burned him like
it's gotten better over the years.
He's basically a cookie.
Well, I heard like a couple of Wednesdays ago it was pretty rough.
Oh. Asa cut him deep. I only cut him. Asa actually pointed out personal flaws. All I said was that I wished he had choked on his umbilical cord in his mother's womb.
Good, dude.
And it got worse from there?
And there was a part where someone said something about, I forget the term, and I said, and they say God doesn't make mistakes, talking about Dalton. Like it.
God damn.
It got a little rough. It got a little rough. But Asa.
Poor Dalton.
But boy, Asa. Whew, I won't even repeat what he said.
I need to give him a hug, man.
Oh, that poor guy.
Anyway.
So yeah, going back to. So yeah,
Sony and Activision.
Fuck Sony and Activision. I'm so happy that Destiny now is free of Activision.
Yeah.
I actually do plan on jumping in on October 1st, getting back into Destiny 2.
You got the PC version, right?
Yeah.
Did you switch your thing over?
Yeah. Okay. I got it switched over.
Because when I got on Blizzard to play WoW once, they were like, you really need to switch this over, or you're going to lose access to it completely. And I was like, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and it took like half a second to do. So, yeah no, once October 1st hits, I definitely plan on jumping back in because they're doing new light and everything else.
Yeah, I also plan on jumping back in. I'm looking forward to it. In other Red Dead Online news, steal Jesse's. Well, replace Red Dead Online with a game he likes, but still.
Borderlands.
They put the second week's legendary bounty in the game.
Son of a bitch. Tuesday, we didn't talk about the new Borderlands content.
Ha ha.
I completely forgot about it.
Well, Sundays or Mondays rolling back pretty soon. Don't worry about it.
But it'll be old news.
So this one, I just want to point out. I just want to tell. I think you'd find this interesting. So yes. The new, they have legendary bounties in Red Dead Online. They're kind of like, I guess you would call them like little raids or little strike missions from Destiny, where they're kind of instanced and they're more difficult and they're kind of like storyline style. The first one was a woman named Barbarella Alcazar, and she was the leader of the El Diablo gang, and you had to take her down. It was a lot of fun. The second week's, because you can't do that one anymore. The second week's is, his name is just the Wolfman. And I first heard that, and I got excited because I'm like, oh, it's Halloween. Did they put a werewolf in the game?
Well, they Bigfoot in the last one.
But not in the online, in the single player. But this guy, it's just some crazy guy that lives up in the mountains, and you have to fight about 700 wolves to get to him. It's pretty interesting.
I'm having Assassin's Creed Odyssey flashbacks right now.
It's pretty intense. And the best part is, the first time we did it, me and Bob walked up there, and you don't really know what to expect. They can be in different places. So we walked up to this cave, and sure enough, he runs out of the cave. So I pull my lasso out, and Bob pulls his gun out, and I'm like, I'm going to lasso him. And the guy just runs past us going, bear, bear. And we're like, what? All of a sudden, a grizzly bear just charges out. And Bob's like, I got him. And then all I see is Bob's body get flung across the ground dead.
Then Bob just, I don't got him.
Bob did not get him. Turns out them grizzlies hard. So I, like a pimp, just shot the bear dead. And I was like, nah, I got him. And then I resurrected Bob. I'm like, get your ass up, boy. Did you come down here messing with these people, foe?
Okay, so how many of us actually play this game?
Me and Bob.
And then me tonight.
Welcome to the club.
I know. What Hunter, the hell? Where's everybody else at?
Well, I think Hunter said he might jump into it later.
Hunter traded it in, I think, so he's got to rebuy it.
That's what he said he might rebuy. And Asa started it, but when Asa started it, the online was really bare bones. There was barely anything to do. It's so much better now. But now it's trying to convince people to give it a try. It's a lot of fun. But, anywho, I said I wanted to talk about this before we talk about Trump.
All right, what we got?
Carson King, I think, is his name. And this is a real good lesson, I think, in life or something. Irony, I don't know. You tell me what the word's supposed to be. So Carson King, there was some, I think there was it like an event? It was ESPN College Game Day. Carson King, who I guess was a university student or is a university student, he holds up a sign on College Game Day that just says, beer supply low.
Yeah, okay, I have heard about this.
Yeah, and he has his Venmo on there.
Mm.
So people started donating money. Basically, it was a joke saying, I need money for beer. People started donating money, right?
Yeah.
So instead of taking the money for beer, he decided to do something good about it, and he donated it.
To a charity, right?
He did. He donated it to an Iowa Children's Hospital because he's from Iowa.
Yeah.
And then it took off. He did this. Anheuser-Busch said that they would match the donations. Venmo said they'd match the donations. They ended up raising more than $1 million for the Iowa Children's Charity Hospital, right? Which is a great story.
But
had it ended there.
Oh, God damn it.
Then it took a turn. So this newspaper, I'm trying to figure out the name of the newspaper because this is important. The Des Moines Register started digging into his past.
Oh, no.
They were doing a story about him, right?
Oh, no.
So they started looking into his previous tweets. Well, seven years ago when he was 16, he made two tweets. One comparing black mothers to gorillas and one talking about black people that died in the Holocaust. When they pointed these tweets out to him, he apologized and said, I forgot I said those things. I'm very ashamed of that. He then held a press conference. Where he admitted, before they could post the story, he held a press conference and told them, yes, this is what I said. I was 16. I'm very ashamed of it, whatever. And the backlash was quick, but a lot of it was in support of him. And they said he was 16. He said stupid things. You know, people, 7 years ago, people need to be forgiven for things they've said. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
Well, Anheuser-Busch pulled their support. They're donating the money like they said they were going to, but they're not going to have any other association with them. They're not going to raise more money, whatever.
They're still donating that money.
They're still donating the money, which is cool. Here's where it gets pretty interesting, though.
Oh, dear.
So the person that wrote the article, I'm going to find his name. His name's Calvin, Aaron Calvin. The paper posted a statement for Aaron Calvin basically saying, we support him. Is it not okay to look into it? Because people are like, why did you look into his tweets from 7 years ago when this dude's doing this great thing? Like, why are you trying to ruin him? And they said, well, is it not, you know, okay to look up? People should know that he said these things. This is like he posted on a public forum. People have a right to know he said these things. So the internet, as they often do, decided they were going to take matters into the old hands. They started looking into the previous tweets of the reporter, Aaron Calvin.
Oh, no.
And guess who wrote a bunch of racist shit in their history?
Him?
Him.
It's a white dude from Iowa doing racist shit?
No. Yeah. Yeah. So he then put out a post basically saying, I realize now the mistakes that I've made. And
that
I should,
you're a hypocrite?
I should have held myself to the same standard that we hold other people. So to recap, guy does something great and something selfless and good on him. Newspaper finds something they can shit on him about and post it and kind of ruins everything. Internet turns on paper, finds that the guy that wrote the article did the same thing and has now ruined him because the Des Moines Register is launching an investigation into this reporter's past. And that's where we are.
Because I mean,
see what happens when you when the internet gets mad.
He looked up those tweets specifically for hits. Like that's the only reason.
Why would
like,
you look wanted, up tweets he, from 7 years ago?
He wanted to create controversy.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, dude did exactly what he should have done. It's like, no, I'm ashamed of that. Like, yeah, I was an edgy 16-year-old kid.
As we've all said before, all of us.
If I was big into Twitter when I was 16, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Like, I will say, like, never in my life have I been a racist. Like, it wouldn't have been racist shit. It would have been extraordinarily homophobic.
I said a lot of racist shit, but not racist shit. I use the N-word a lot because I grew up with people that use the N-word a lot. I was friends with a lot of black people. I thought it was okay. So a lot of my posts when I was younger, I would post, like, I would say the N-word a lot because that's just the language we use. But now looking back on it, I know that word's never okay to say, even if you knew black people. That doesn't give you the right to say it. So
if I say, God forbid anybody can go back and find Xbox Live voice chats from Halo back in, like, 2007, 2008.
Yeah, no, like I said, my stuff would have been extraordinarily homophobic. And the weird thing is, like, and I say the weird thing, it was everybody was fucking homophobic in the 2000s. I didn't actually have any, like, dislike, hatred, or anything else towards gay people.
No, you just used the words.
I just used the words.
Yeah, same thing with the N-word. I never hated black people, ever.
Yeah, it was just, like, that was just where you were.
Yeah.
And, sometimes shit like that happens.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, if I, you know, I look back at it now, if somebody were to find, like, a voice recording of me from Xbox Live, I don't know if you guys ever heard, the homophobia went to a point, the phrase gay as AIDS, was a really popular one, in my age group back in the day.
That doesn't even make any sense.
A little bit.
No.
Coming from parents who are
I get where
80s,
you're going with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know where you're going with it.
And it also got shorted to gizades.
So if something bad would happen, you would just go, gizades.
And I was like, man, that was gizades. And I would say that shit like all the time, like casually dropping it. And you know, I look back at it now, I was like, God damn, we were stupid.
Yep.
And I absolutely regret like that period of time, like imagining the people that were, you know, in the closet and shit like that, or even people out of the closet, whatever, like the groups of people probably felt like shit because it was so popular just to drop that shit all the time. And I feel terrible about that now.
Yeah. I think we all said things that we instantly regretted. Just listen to Tanner's accent. You know, he said things he regretted.
Tanner's bewilderment about it is the best part. But even like my roommate's gay.
Except maybe Lindsay. She may be the only one, because I know Allie's said some things.
Man, rural Pennsylvania is racist as fuck.
I also was in my little like Disney anime bubble.
The true to life. She's
and,
true to life.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I know for a fact Allie's not racist. I know that. But Allie also, her nickname was Alaniqua.
Alaniqua.
That was given to her, and she also used some terms to be funny and be cool.
But I don't think
Lindsay's ever said anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Lindsay may be the cleanest one among us. Maybe Tanner. I jokingly said earlier that because of his hick accent that he's clearly said negative things about the African-American community at large.
Tanner's right around my age. He has absolutely said, like, back in the 2000s, you said stuff was gay, right?
We all said that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't pinpoint any particular time, but I'm sure I did.
And there's still some words that we still say, because I know I've caught Lindsay saying a couple words, and I've caught a lot of people saying words. A lot of people still use retarded.
Yeah.
Lindsay uses retarded a lot.
I'm guilty of that one.
I used to say retarded a whole lot, like, and I've tried to move past that.
We all have.
I can honestly say that's one thing that I never had an issue with saying, because I always...
Hold on. Let me hear you right. You never had an issue with saying it, in you never said it.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
He never had that issue of saying it.
I didn't want anyone to listen to it going like, he never had an issue saying it.
As in, like, he's dropping it all the time. Like, man, this shit's retarded. Like,
it reminds me of the thing, of the thing you sent earlier today when I watched this really sad video of this cat that passed away. And Jesse sent a video to make me feel better, and it did. It was a great video.
Oh, good.
But one of the comments in there was someone saying, I had a similar situation, and I took the, and I forget how they worded it, but they basically said, I took the cat to the vet, and when they put it down, I smiled sweetly but they didn't really clarify. So people thought he was basically bragging about taking cat to the vet and being happy that they killed the cat. And he put updates like, no, guys, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say was that I loved the cat for a long, long time, and then when it passed away, I knew I gave it a good life. Please stop downvoting me.
Because it sounds like you took it immediately to the vet and just like, whip.
Yeah, like, murder it. Kill that cunt. Get that thing off the streets.
Full circle.
It's killing birds.
Now, what were you going to say, Tanner?
I don't even remember now.
it was something like you never used that word a whole lot.
Yeah, I didn't. I just because I tended to take to people who jerks would put under that category. Like, and I would befriend these people, and that's just something I've always done. And so, anytime someone would say that term in a disrespectful way like that, I would snap the fuck off.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the word retard or retarded. I also never used it much. I was going to say, I'm proud to say I only use the term gay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's gay.
I absolutely said that shit was retarded. But I will say, just like gay, I had no problem with retarded people. Or mentally handicapped people. There we go. That's way better. Anyway, no, like I never said it like as a way of, like, it was the early 2000s. Like, that word was thrown around all the time.
It's still kind of accepted. I was watching a video the other day, and Allie was watching it with me. Actually, Lindsay and Allie were both watching it with me. We've been watching this guy who reviews movies on YouTube, and he just does bad movies, and he's pretty funny. And then he said at one point, he's like, so, you know, this retard. And I just saw Allie's face drop, because this is like six videos in, we've watched it, and all of a sudden, he dropped that word, and I could see the respect in Allie's face gone. And I get it. Like, I don't like that word either. I really don't like any. Like, why can't you just say something sucks?
Or it's stupid.
Well, no, because then you're offending stupid people. Like, Trump supporters.
Can you offend stupid people?
Yeah.
If you don't have the mental capacity to understand that you're stupid, can you be offended if someone calls you stupid?
It dedicated a whole network to it, Fox News.
God, dude.
Minus Shep Smith and Chris Wallace.
No, that was a solid burn.
Thank you.
No, I used to live with a guy. Like, when I found out that, saying retard, like, actually affected other human beings, I lived with a guy. His little brother was mentally handicapped. And he just, or an older brother. Older brother was mentally handicapped. And he just, I said it a lot, and he was like, hey, man, could you not
say that?
Like, and I was like, what do you mean? Oh.
Yeah, I used to, when I worked at Stephen Barry's, I was in charge of two mentally handicapped people that worked in the back. And they were, one of them was super nice, and we loved them. Remember Mike? Mm-hmm. The other one was far less lovable, but not because he was mentally handicapped, but because of just his attitude, which may have been influenced by it. Whatever. And ever since then, like, especially working here, I've worked with a lot of mentally handicapped people because we get a ton of them that come in and shop with us. And I've never liked that word. I've never said that word. Anytime I've ever said that word is to make fun of people that say that word, you know?
So, and I've mentioned it before because I'm pretty sure last time I was on the show, you gave me shit about it, but I'm a big fan of Christopher Titus.
Hey, Christopher Titus is fine. You could have said Jeff Dunham.
No.
I don't like Jeff Dunham.
I don't either. Anyway, back to my story. One of his specials he did recently, he brought up that word because he's friends, like he's best friends with a comic who is special needs. And the guy takes full advantage of, you know, his special need. And Chris Titus uses the word retard, but he in defense of his use of the word, he was describing in the show how these people who, like, if I sit there and call somebody retarded, immediately think of in your head, that person is capable of amounts of love that we could only aspire to, and basically says that these people are not retarded, they're advanced. Stupid people that use the word like that, they're the real ones.
I don't know if that's a good defense for using the word retarded.
That was his. It's not a bad defense.
That's why
he
lost his Fox show.
That is absolutely not why he lost his Fox show.
No, that was just ratings.
No, he still had the highest rating. You really want to get on that conversation again? I think I burned you last time.
I don't think we've ever talked about this. Are you sure you're not thinking about Dalton?
What channel did he get a show canceled on?
Fox 23.
Okay, do you know anybody else that got a show canceled on Fox 23?
Like a million people.
So many people.
How about somebody locally?
Oh, you're going to talk about CCW again? We didn't get it canceled.
That's the conversation, though.
We didn't get it canceled. We withdrew our support.
Anyway, that was the conversation. You made a joke about At least I didn't get a show canceled on Fox. Did you, though?
No. Well, I mean, it wasn't my show personally. If I ever had my own show on Fox, it would be very successful.
Plus, in fairness, like that TV deal was awful. It was really, like really expensive. Yeah, for 5 a.m. Like, 5 a.m. on a Sunday.
Anyway, we're 38 minutes into the show.
I'm trying to avoid the Trump talk.
No. We got to get to it. And now I'm putting a stop to all other conversation, unless there's anything Lindsay wants to talk about.
No, because I still have a sore throat.
Okay, then. Well, then.
Damn it.
Let's get to it. So, this week.
See that squirrel?
where do we begin with this? Because Donald Trump, glorious leader. I'm trying to remember how this started. I remember there being a whistleblower complaint, but I don't even remember now how that even came about. And that is just, to me, that is a reflection of how quickly society works, like goes now in the era of Trump, where something that happened just a couple of days ago, I can't remember because so many things happen.
Keep happening.
Yeah.
There was a whistleblower report. The Oversight Committee requested it.
But the whistleblower report was from a while, like at least what?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was about to say it was about him calling Ukraine, trying to get information on Biden, wasn't it?
Well, okay, so
that's what came from.
Yeah, I mean that's what the whistleblower thing was.
He the whistleblower said that he had a concern about a promise made. Somehow this leaked, and I'm trying to remember how it leaked. That's the part I can't remember. Like how we first found out about the whistleblower thing, because once we found out about the whistleblower thing, people started putting pieces together. They before it was ever announced, they figured out that it was a call from President Trump to the new Ukrainian president, and in that, there was a promise made that apparently was so bad that this person filed a complaint, and that complaint kind of got buried for whatever reason. Very much seems like a cover-up. So this week, this all came out. Everyone's getting pissed about it, and they released the phone call transcript yesterday, or at least part of the transcript. And then today they actually released the whistleblower complaint. And it was because Trump had called the president of Ukraine and had basically told him, congratulated him on winning. And then seems like he strong-armed him. He pressured him into investigating Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, about a deal in Ukraine that looked shady, but has already been resolved and no charges were ever filed. There was nothing there. But he wanted him
because
to look into
it. Because I think
even
in that conversation, he said, like, yeah, I know, like, everything is already resolved, but, like, I need you to look further into it.
I want you to look into it. And the problem with that is that the United States was withholding aid money and, like, military tech and stuff from this country until they agreed to do that. But the problem with that is I've read the transcript. I've read the complaint. Never once did Trump actually say, he never said, do this or we're not going to give you money.
Yeah, it was one of those things, like, he never explicitly stated it.
It was the implication.
But it was strongly implied.
Right.
And then it happened.
Yeah. And what's worse is that they did not follow protocol on this. The people that should have found out about it didn't find out about it until now. Yeah. It's a gigantic mess, and everyone is chomping at the bit. By the way, go to CNN. Go to those places if you want to hear more about it. If you want like the full details and transcripts, stuff like that. Let's just assume you know a little bit about the situation from what we've told or what you've heard already. Democrats have filed an impeachment inquiry. They
did that so they could get the transcript because that was the only way they were going to get it.
And they're more than likely going to move forward with impeachment proceedings. More than likely. Which, as we've said before, won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
More than likely.
If it could potentially pass the House, and he would then be impeached.
Yeah.
But then it would go to the Senate, and he would not get removed from office.
Short of them finding something in this that is so alarming that even the Republicans that are on that side can no longer like hide their eyes like they do, like Lindsey Graham, who's just a joke, Fox News, which is turning more and more against Trump like every week, which is crazy to see.
Yeah.
Except that Fox News is still, like, most of Fox News is still preaching about witch hunt, and there's nothing.
Well, it's to be fair, it's really only now, it's only about four or five different people, but it's the most popular ones. It's your Tucker Carlson's, your Jeanine Pirro's, your Sean Hannity's, people like that. Whereas people like Shepard Smith, I just saw a clip today of Shepard Smith had Judge Napolitano, I hope I got that name right, on there to talk about it. And they were flat out saying, like, yes, What he did is illegal. This is big trouble. Then meanwhile, Tucker Carlson had a completely different guy on his show who called Judge Napolitano an idiot and said that our other host, our morning host, our midday host, don't know what they're talking about, to which Shepard Smith brought him back on. And, like, they're just fucking going at it on Fox News, and it's great to watch because I love Shep Smith, by the way. I think he's fantastic.
That's going to be great for ratings.
All that matters, isn't it?
Because what we got out of the transcript was, I believe, what we were expecting, what we wanted, because it was it's very, very clear, very explicit in the transcripts that Trump asked the Ukrainian president to look into Biden and his son.
He 100% asked him to look into Biden and his son.
Yes,
but the,
absolutely did that. And then implied that if he didn't, there would be repercussions.
But the implication, it really needs to be stated, the implication basically amounted to, we've been very good to your country, and it hasn't been reciprocated. And I need you to do me a favor.
He's trying to pull some mob crap.
He was.
And he went full fucking Dennis on him. They're going to do this. Ukraine's going to do this. Because the implication.
But see, the problem I have with it, because I want this to be what brings him down. Please get me. Please understand me. I want this to burn him. But I think the implication isn't strong enough to really get him. And I think that they're going to spin it so hard that's going to come back and haunt him in the 2020 election. I truly believe at this point now, short of them finding a smoking gun, Donald Trump will be reelected.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. This is going
to. I don't want it to be true, but yeah.
I don't either. But look at. Everyone that was already against Trump is against him now, like in this. Everyone that was on his side is still on his side. The needle really hasn't moved very much left or right. It could, depending on what happens. But they need something, to me, they need something more than the implication.
I think there's been enough sway from people in the party, you know, officials in the party, and people in the party that it's not going to be just an easy blowout election win if he wins. I think there's been enough sway that he's not going to win.
Yeah, I don't think he wins. I think that they're, depending on the Democratic candidate, there's one or two right now.
It's going to be Biden
in the running.
More, I mean, it could be Warren, but more than likely it's going to be Biden. And what scares me about that, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to make this point before I forget it, is that if it is Biden, they will do what they did to Hillary Clinton, where they press on, oh, what about his deal with Ukraine? Mm-hmm. They will press on that, and the people that voted for him the first time will do it again because he's so good at planting those seeds. He's the best at it. He really is.
In complete fairness, a lot of the people that voted for him the first time around were people, particularly across the Midwest, their jobs were leaving. They were they actually did. So as bad as that Roseanne reboot was, they made a really good point about why they were voting for Trump or why they voted for Trump.
Yeah.
You know, he promised jobs coming back. And, the Midwest got hit harder than probably anywhere else in the country just because most of the Midwest is all about manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
Manufacturing jobs are leaving. People are losing their jobs.
Right.
Trump said they're coming back. So that's where a lot of his support came from. And a lot of those swing states along, you know, the Midwest and, you know, like in other places where the manufacturing jobs are big, he ended up grabbing because that's what he was promising. Obviously, he was not able to deliver.
No.
And he's not going to get those votes again.
Well,
so I don't think, there are definitely still diehard Trump supporters, and there are people out there that still think that, you know, he's doing great and it's the Democrats that are stopping
it. I was going to say, you say he's not going to get the votes again, and I want to believe you because common sense would say he won't get the votes again, right? But if you look at his numbers, he's never been a popular president. His numbers have always been in the mid-30s to 40s.
It's dropped significantly lower than that.
No, it's the same
for approval rating.
It's
he
gone.
Got down to 21%.
He got down to 16 at one point.
Jesus. But if you look at the percentage of Republicans that still support him, it's still staggeringly high.
And I mean, we've talked about this before. There are other factors.
You can prove the wall doesn't exist, but there are still people, his supporters, that believe it does. Like, he's a liar, but he's a good liar. And the people that want to believe him are going to believe him. And I think this could do more damage than good. I really do.
And I think that a lot of the reason, we've talked about it before, everybody kind of assumed it was a done deal. They didn't want to go out and vote.
Yeah.
There was also a lot of obstruction going on, like preventing certain people from voting.
And people didn't know what Trump was at the time. They didn't know who he was.
So there's a lot of factors that went into Trump winning. And one of them was the fact that, you know, he lost the majority vote. And that's still, I hate that it happened that way.
Only
and
by 3 million.
Yeah, he only lost the majority by 3 million. That's every time I see, like, now clearly he's the more popular president. The people voted him in. I was like, oh, but did they?
He's the best. He's the most popular president since Reagan, who was also a Republican. Did you know that? He likes to point that out in every speech.
Yeah, he really does. But the point I'm making here is that I don't think that he will have the same success, because there were a lot of factors that went into his election that a lot of luck went his way that I don't think could possibly work out again.
I agree with that, but I also feel like a lot of people are dug in, and the harder that you try to tell them they're wrong and here's the facts, they dig in harder.
They get bullheaded. Yeah.
And I wonder how many people didn't come out to vote for Trump the first time that will now.
Like, no, everybody that wanted to vote for Trump the first time went and voted for Trump.
See, I don't.
That
I don't,
was the problem.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that.
Because they all thought they were going to lose. If they every single person needed to get out there and vote for Trump, because otherwise he didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, but now, and I'm not saying he didn't have a cult-like status before, but Donald Trump very much has a cult-like status now. And I think that's going to bring more people in to vote for him. I hope it's not enough to sway the vote, like the victory. But I think he is going to see a surge. And the only way that that's going to be defeated as if more liberals and people come out to vote against him, which they hopefully goddamn will, because Hillary's at least not running this time. I know everyone hated her. I still don't know why. I mean, she was like extremely qualified for the position.
The propaganda machine was strong on
that
one.
They hit her so hard.
Yeah, and especially like the big controversies that came out, like, you know, weeks before the election.
James Comey, he burned her to death. If Comey hadn't come out, she probably would have won the election. But she planted the seeds. He planted the seeds that she was a guilty person. And
importantly, she did win the election.
She did.
You know, he won the electoral vote because Trump got those swing states. And I don't think he's going to get them again, because those manufacturing jobs absolutely have not returned.
No, but Trump is so charismatic. There's, you know, the old snake oil salesman tactic. And it works. It works for him. You see how he interacts with the crowds. No other presidential candidate that I can ever think of has interacted with crowds that way. And personally, I don't like it, because I see through his bullshit, as everyone here at the table does. But there are so many people that want to believe so bad.
I will argue that last statement. I think Obama had just as much of a crowd presence.
But not the same way. What I mean is the way he interacts with them. Like,
yeah. No, Obama didn't rile up the crowd like that. Like,
Trump panders.
Yeah. He panders to the crowd, and he tells the crowd exactly what they want to hear, which is why, like, if you watch Rally to Rally, he said different stuff, which was always really funny. But, like, for some reason, like, all of his voters didn't see.
They don't want to see.
They don't. But, like either blinders. Way, the point I was going to make, I think that he could potentially beat Biden the same way, or in a similar way, that he beat Hillary. Because I think Biden doesn't have near as much support among liberals as he did when he was vice president. Because a lot of stuff has come out in the debates.
He's
said a lot of stuff. Yeah. Warren is actually polling like either on par or ahead of Biden now.
See, what I'm afraid of with Warren, though, is that you truly have to believe that some of the reason that Hillary didn't get elected was because she was a woman. And I know no one would ever admit that in public, but I truly believe that her being a woman hurt her chances. And I'm afraid that not only because Elizabeth Warren is also a woman, that could hurt her, but then also the Trump machine will start in again with the Pocahontas stuff, with how disingenuous she is about her past and that she's a liar. Even though he is the biggest fucking liar on the planet, no one will see that, and they'll just listen to him.
But in fairness, like, he's going to do that. He's going to pull up the liar thing no matter who he's running against. He's going to find something.
There's nobody that can run against Trump that he won't like mudsling in the worst possible way.
But with Elizabeth Warren, if the worst thing he can find is Pocahontas, I think she's all right. Biden has a lot more skeletons in his closet. He's been in the Senate for a really, really long time.
Yes.
Some of his stuff, it's come out in the Democratic debates. Like, Andrew Yang made a point of, like, a lot of the Democratic candidates were doing Trump's job for him, pointing out, like, bringing up stuff, like bringing these skeletons out and throwing them out and attacking each other.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem with the debates, was that they turned on each other so quickly. It looked like the Republican debates whenever Trump was, and I think that's what they were going for. Everybody's doing that cutthroat, it worked for Trump, I'll attack these guys. But it makes the cause worse.
Yeah, so there were like four or five candidates that ended up looking really good in the debates. And then there were a few candidates, like Bernie looks completely insane with these after these debates.
Yeah, Bernie's numbers dropped hard. Kamala Harris dropped hard after the first debate.
Oh yeah, because what's her name? The senator from Hawaii. Oh God, I can't think of her name.
Buh.
I'll look it up in
Senator
a second.
Senator Buh.
Either way, whenever she brought up in one of the debates about Kamala Harris doing the like withholding evidence,
her prosecution record.
Yeah, her prosecution record, and then several times like withholding evidence that would have freed a man so that he would go serve life. She brought that up in a debate. And immediately, like, I remember seeing that with Andrew, my roommate. We were sitting in the living room watching the debates, and that dropped. And I just looked at him and was like, is that legit? And he's like, oh, I have no idea, but what a bombshell if it is. And we Googled it, and sure enough. She dropped really hard at the debates. Biden has not looked great in the debates. They brought up a whole lot of stuff there that's not great, particularly his voting history with racial issues.
Yeah,
from back in the 60s, that's not great.
I think Warren's your strongest candidate at this point, but I worry about the fact that America is such a backwater fucking country sometimes. And you can just look at Trump supporters to know that we might still be a way off from electing a woman as president. We elected our first black president. You remember how well that went? That didn't get racist at all.
It got real bad, but at the end of the day,
we still elected him twice.
Twice. Yeah,
but then, of course, he went against John McCain and crazy-ass Sarah Palin, and then Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. So,
and I think Romney could have taken him. I'm trying to remember. Something happened there.
It was the binder full of bitches.
That was it.
There was that leaked audio of him talking about like people's entitlement, and he made a lot of stupid mistakes.
Yeah,
but
stuff that Trump did way worse and still got elected somehow,
and in public they weren't leaked audio because Trump he'll say something
leaked video.
He'll say something dumb, and then he'll spin it on the spot and be Mr. Charisma, and then everyone just forgets. He shows you.
Oh, it's just locker room talk.
Yeah, he just jingles the keys over here and then hides the evidence behind you. Tanner, what were you gonna say?
So you constantly see, like, at least I have, I've constantly been seeing this post, different posts on Facebook where people say, just because you dislike a president doesn't give you enough reason to impeach him. How many presidents have we had impeached? Two? Nixon and Clinton?
Technically, Clinton is the only one. Nixon resigned before impeachment started. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay, I know history.
Hey, welcome to the club.
What all do they impeach Clinton on?
Blowjobs.
Basically,
it was sexual harassment.
He got impeached for lying under oath
Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
So he was impeached for lying. Yes, it was under oath. It was lying.
It's an important distinction.
It is. But it was literally lying about a blowjob. That's literally what it is. I know you were joking, but it's literally what it is.
It reminds me, it's just that Conan joke where he says, I did not tell her to lie in her disposition. I told her to lie there in deposition.
So now we have Trump, who has said the things he said, whether leaked or not. These things were said. And they think there's no reason to impeach him?
Well, because he didn't lie. He never lied. He never lied, and he never said, do this or I'm not going to give you anything.
But what I'm saying, he's done impeach him
on implication.
I feel like it's not just that, but I feel there's worse things he's done besides lying under oath.
One of the important things to mention here, whenever you talk about he never said he was going to do it. If you look at the timeline, that transcript, that conversation happened.
100%.
And then it wouldn't be so damning if it weren't for the fact that U.S. or the United States did pull aid from the Ukraine.
They did. And yes. And there are reports that people said that he basically told them to lie about it. Like, okay, we're going to spin it as this is the reason we're not doing it. When in reality, it's for this reason. Mm. But there's no hard evidence. That's the problem.
Right.
It's like, to convict someone, you can't really convict on, well, that looks fishy. Because it absolutely, like, you're right. It 100% looks like it's exactly what people say it is. But without the proof, you can't really get rid of him.
The transcripts, like the fact that he asked a foreign government to look into a political opponent.
But he spun it in the sense of, we have problems with corruption here, and I know you're a good person and you're anti-corruption, so here's something you might want to look into. But he didn't say it in the sense, the only way he can get in trouble for it is if he did it to hurt his political rival, which he absolutely did.
Right.
But he didn't say it that way.
But the thing is, like, it doesn't matter if he said it that way, he still said it, and they could convict. Like, it's not, like, it is proof, but you have to have a group of people decide that it's good enough. The House can push impeachment.
Yeah, it's,
and then
it's
it moves
trial.
To the Senate to remove him from office.
They make their arguments, and then there's a decision made.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, OJ clearly murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and got away with it.
Exactly. So it's one of those things. Like, it's still, it can still happen. They basically, the Republicans in the Senate have to decide if this was bad enough. Like, if it makes it, if he gets impeached and it goes to the Senate.
They need to decide if they're done with his shit or not.
Exactly. Which they're not, like, because he's the Trojan horse. He got them into power.
So they have to, well, in fairness,
and they all
they
came
had,
out of his ass.
They had the House and the Senate before Trump was elected.
But there has never been a strong, and it's gone now, don't get me wrong, but there
Christ.
Was never a stronger Republican presence than when Trump first got elected.
Oh, yeah, his first term, like his first 2 years?
They controlled everything.
Yeah.
But nothing got done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, anyway.
Which is funny.
The irony of that.
Yeah, no,
great.
It's hilarious.
That you control everything and you still
and
get
Trump
done.
Still blamed the Democrats.
Well, he
for
built
it.
The wall, though. It's being
he
built
sure
right
did.
Now. So my question, and then we got to get out of here because we're actually at time, and we could talk about this all night, is what do you think is going to come from this?
Nothing.
So you say nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Does it even matter? I say they will go forward with this to a point, and then it will get dropped, but there will always be a black eye on both. The Democrats for failing to get it done, and Trump for the implication. But the problem for me is that I feel like it's going to be a blacker eye on the Democrats for not getting it done because everybody already knows Trump is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything new.
See, I think that the Democrats do impeach him.
I mean, I want to be wrong.
Well, so you think they will go to impeach him or you think he will be impeached?
He will be impeached. He will not be removed from office.
Okay.
People tend to think that those two are one and the same.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not. The House impeaches. The Senate removes you from office.
Right.
So I think that he will be impeached for this. Like the Democrats in the House got what they needed, and I think they're going to move forward with it, and I think they impeach him. I think that it doesn't go through the Senate. The Democrats now have, like, look, we tried. Like, obviously, like, it's very clear to literally everyone.
Stevie Wonder could see what's happening
what's
here.
Happening here. So I think that they do that. He stays in office. I believe that that is enough for the Democrats to finally, like, they've nutted up. You know, they've shown like they're willing to do something.
They have no choice at this point
because like that's been the whole like everything so far. That's been the narrative so far is that the Democrats are constantly, you know, they're always talking, but they've never acted.
Yeah.
And I think this one's good enough. They're finally going to act. They know that it's not going to make it past the Senate, but they don't care. They impeach him and they get, you know, they can then say like, we did our part. The GOP, this was obvious what Trump did here, and the GOP didn't act. And I think that helps sway significantly the 2020 election.
I hope you're right. I really do, because I feel like the GOP and the Republicans have gotten away with it for too long, and I'm just afraid that the same people that feel like he's being the fake news people, even if he's impeached, will see it as conspiracy. He'll spin it as conspiracy. Whether he's good enough to spin it and convince people that it was a conspiracy or people finally use common sense and go, clearly you're a bad person, that's, we'll wait to see.
He won't lose many of his cult. He won't.
He may
but,
gain some.
That's what I'm afraid of.
There's a chance that he will lose a few at least, but he won't lose he will lose a negligible amount. He will gain a negligible amount. But I think that the people that are on the fence is what we're shooting for here. The people that are still thinking like, well, like, especially the people that always just vote R.
Yeah. And we know some of those people. We know people that have left the Republican Party or at least are way more likely to vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
Because of what's happening.
They would rather vote Democrat than they would vote Trump.
Yeah.
Even though it's got the R next to his name. And I think that those are the people that we're aiming for with this political move, because at the end of the day, that's what this has become, is a political move. Worst case scenario, what I said. Best case scenario, okay, there's worst case scenarios. The way I think their strategy is, worst case scenario is what I said. Best case scenario, he actually does get impeached. And then the GOP can save a whole lot of face.
To me, worst case scenario is that, and they've talked about this before, is a lot of the Democrats who are in swing states and a lot of the ones who are being challenged by Republicans and are in Republican, you know, states, they could end up getting hurt by this. If they support impeachment and they fail, they could use that against them. And they've expressed their concern to like Nancy Pelosi and said, I was reading about it today, all these Democrats who are saying, I will not vote for it on impeachment until we get the facts. And it's because they're afraid that if they move forward on something that turns out to be nothing, then that could hurt them.
They will not go to vote for impeachment. The Republic or the Democrats in the House will not go for impeachment unless they know for sure they have the votes. Like they just won't. So if the House goes for impeachment, that means they have the votes and it's going to go through.
That basically means that the vote has happened outside of it, and then they're going to make it official.
The whip, like that's actually a position in the House. They will make sure they've got the votes. If they've got the votes, then they'll go for impeachment. So yeah, like it's one of those things though. Like you're right. If they go to vote for impeachment, some of these people in the swing states support impeachment, and it doesn't go through, then yeah, that could hurt them politically. But I don't see that as a real feasible outcome.
For me, the best outcome would be basically starting off with what you said. They start the impeachment process, they get the votes for it, and then hopefully you have enough Republicans in the House that want to go ahead and try to push him out of office, knowing that they're going to save face because they're going to have a lot of people from that party who are switching sides, and maybe they can get these people to keep their vote. And then they're still going to have a Republican in office because Pence takes over if he's pushed out.
Yeah.
So they're still going to hold the presidential office, just not with
idiot. Like, it's not like if Trump gets pushed out, all of a sudden it's open again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we still have to, but I mean, it's 2019. 2020 is next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, my hope is that he resigns. Save everybody the trouble.
He won't. He's got too much of an ego to resign.
I mean, Nixon resigned. If you get so much pressure on you, plus. It's widely known that Trump never really wanted the job anyway. He thought he was going to lose. It's well known he thought he was going
to
lose.
I think he's got too much pride to resign.
I think so too. But again, if they get the noose tight enough around his neck and he really feels the pressure, I think he will resign. And I only want him to fail because I don't want the president of the United States to fail. I don't want the United States to fail. I only want him to fail to shut up like Sean Hannity, to shut up those people that are so clearly biased. Even in the face of like corruption, that they have to now eat crow and go, yeah, he was a bad guy. But they won't do that, obviously, because then their ratings go in the toilet. Anyway, here's the bad part about all this, kids, is that we can't talk about it for the next 4 weeks. Because
it's Halloween.
Starting next week, it's Halloween. So if you're not a fan of the political talk, welcome back to the show. For 4 weeks, you will not hear. Short of Donald Trump dying and coming back as a zombie, we will be unable to talk about it. So with that said, we hope you enjoyed our last political discussion until
November,
which... Who the hell knows what will happen in a month? It's like when John Oliver takes a month or two off on, you know, a break. And then he comes back and he's like, well, let's get to it. Starting next week, we are going back to our Halloween tradition all month of October. It's going to be all spooky, scary things here on the show.
Skeletons? Spooky, scary skeletons. Okay, I'm done.
We don't have a name for it anymore. That's gone. We also don't have a format for next week. That's gone. But we promise we'll have some.
We have 7 days to figure it out. Next Thursday afternoon beforehand, we'll definitely get it done.
We'll have it figured out 10 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
You probably. Yeah.
The joke out. Or during the show. Who knows? So we'll see you next week in October.
No.
Yeah,
next week is October. Tuesday. Next Tuesday is October.
Tanner,
Christ.
Talk to me. Walk with me here.
Well, then why the fuck didn't we do the pre-show today?
Well, she actually mentioned that.
See?
We always do the...
No one listens to Lindsay ever.
We always do the last Thursday before...
Actually,
the pre-show.
That's why she mentioned it.
Because he complains that we don't do it, and then they don't have 31 days to do the stuff.
This time it's October 3rd.
It's October 3rd, right? Normally we do it on like October 10th.
Yeah, but we could have not talked about Trump.
It's not that far.
Tanner, we need to talk about Trump. These things happen. What's scarier than that fucking pumpkin in office? Pumpkin with a wig. Oh, Wiggy Pumpkin.
A terrible wig.
President Wiggy Pumpkin.
It's not a wig. It's like stray cotton that blew in the wind and got caught on the stem.
Hashtag
I'm not
President
mad,
Wiggy Pumpkin. Let's get it trending.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I'm also disappointed in him.
That's not what I said, but okay.
I voted for hilarity, if you know what I mean. All right. We'll see you guys next week on something on the unnamed Podzilla 1985 horror podcast. Until
we'll figure
then,
it out.
Sunday. We're not doing anything because it's Monday.
That's
that they
recurred.
Right. Recurred.
Recurred.
Shit. Good night, everybody.